It's a special edition of the Inside Outside Guys on 760 WJR. Sponsored by Lake Point Electric. Never lose power again with a whole home Briggs & Stratton generator. For all your home's electrical needs, visit mylakepointelectric.com. Now here are the Inside Outside Guys, Ken Calverley and Chuck Bridenstine.
We are going to spend the next hour educating you on many of the electrical needs you may not need, you need.
I'm just thinking this is an opportunity, a great opportunity with Lake Point Electric to talk about EV charging, which we don't get to talk about,
right.
To talk about what standby generators really are, which we don't get to talk about. So it's going to be a fun hour.
You're right. You know, people are just afraid to call it. They have an issue with their electrical or their furnace or their plumbing. They're always afraid to call a service person. One thing people want to understand when they call, you want knowledge. You want a company and an owner that have been in business for years and can solve your problems easily. Once again, we're going to spend the next hour speaking to Paul Oliveri and people at Lake Point Electric that work on Paul, and we got a great show teaching you about standby generators, EV charging, and all your electric needs for the next hour right here on AM 760 and the Inside Outside Guys.
Welcome back to the bonus hour of the Inside Outside Guys show, sponsored by Lake Point Electric. We've got the owner, Paul Oliveri, with us, and we've got Dominic Vitale, a licensed electrician, with us. So, man, we're going to answer a lot of questions. Guys, you want a little background on the company itself, Lake Point Electric, how it started?
Well, I'm Paul Oliveri. I'm the owner of Lake Point Electric. Lake Point Electric was started in 1998. It was actually the concept of starting my company was where I worked at a local supply house and was working behind the counter selling electrical supplies and watched electricians walk in every day. And I'm like, these guys are making some money. And I said, I think I need to be doing this. So I met a guy who was working for another contractor. I spoke to him and I said, let's start a business. Let's both leave our companies and start a company. And he said, you know what? Let's do it. I had the license. My dad was a licensed contractor, and he had a license for us to use because obviously I had been going to college and working for a supplier. And so my dad helped us out, and we started Lake Point. And from there, we never looked back. As a matter of fact, I quit my job in October and got married in November and never looked back. I just knew I wanted to do it. So,
and you still have hair.
Yeah, more or less. Some of it's mine. Some of it's been purchased, but sure. But yeah, that is true. So
you are Lake Point is a full service residential electric company.
Residential and commercial.
So explain exactly what you guys do. If I'm a resident, I'm saying, what exactly do you do?
Well, on the residential and both commercial end, right now we are a service company. We are focusing on maintaining personal homes and commercial, facilities on any of their needs. So if there's anything that's in repair, outdoor lighting, inside services, whatever they need, we can fix. We're not focusing on doing any new commercial work. We are strictly focused on maintenance and repair, both commercially and residentially.
So retrofitting EV chargers, which we'll talk about, and standby generators, that's something you guys embrace?
Yes. I mean, we install a lot of EV chargers in homes, but we also install a lot of EV chargers at dealerships as well.
Absolutely.
I mean, they're the ones who really need them right now in order to sell the cars and charge their cars. So we've done quite a bit of that.
Yeah, the EV world is really growing, you know, very quickly. I mean, calls come in more and more every week for it. And now with the Edison, we're trying to help people out with getting them into the new EV meters so they get their discounted rate when they charge at a certain hour instead of just hooking up to the regular panel. You know, this way, back like our olden days when we had our air conditioner interruptibles and our hot water interruptibles, now they won't interrupt you with this. But you can use it at any time. It's just that at a certain point, it's a cheaper price if you get this EV meter.
Depending on when you use the power?
Right. Yeah, and it's nighttime charge. When you're normally charging your time, you're charging your car anyhow. So it really helps out and saves the money, especially with these newer cars like the new F-150s, an 80-amp charge for, I think, 4 to 5 hours. So any kind of rate that you're going to get a little better deal on is going to help a
lot. Find out when your best rates are, because they're random during the day. They're not always at night. Sometimes they're during the day as well.
Sure.
And you have to contact your local, Edison or Consumers or whoever you're buying your power from, and find out when their rates reduce. And they're not always at night.
So you like Briggs & Stratton generators. And again, we'll expand on all these as we move through the show. Why Briggs & Stratton?
Well, you know, Briggs & Stratton is, I mean, everybody knows Briggs & Stratton all the years for the lawnmowers, right? So they always produced a great motor, you know, produced in Wisconsin, American made, you know, but not to mention all that, they give you a 10-year parts, labor, travel, and major component warranty. It's the best in the whole entire industry. You know, no one can touch that. And when, you know, generators are, we all need them. We get to this point now, we lose power, you know, constantly, and it's so long. I go into people's houses, and I walk in there to do an estimate on a generator, and their basements are cut halfway up because they flood it, and they're just sick of it.
You know, it's the ultimate standby system. We've said that many times.
Right, yeah, you know, and sometimes the water backups fail, and you know, and stuff like that. People don't keep up on the maintenance on those things, you know, where the generator's going to keep your power on. You know, and now this winter here, we've had major power outages this winter alone, more than what we've had in past years, you know, because I think it's more milder, but we get these cold days and the heavy snow, it's taking power out, and that's where people really freak out, because now we're here in Michigan and you get a 30 degree day and you're busting pipes, you know. So it really, really needs the generators. But yeah, Briggs & Stratton, all generators are finicky and they're going to have problems over time. So having a warranty,
10-year warranty,
you up, backing you up, exactly.
I could have used that, eh?
Oh my goodness, that is huge. So you will service anything you install, I
assume. Yes, we are a diamond dealer with Briggs & Stratton. Means that we are certified to sell and fix these generators and install them.
So Chuck and I get emails all the time that say, we're going to email about a generator. The question will be, what's the best generator and who's the best person to install it? That's the bottom line. It may have a lot of other fluff in there, but that's the question they're asking.
Absolutely.
And our pat response is, our main concern is the installing contractor and the warranty that is coming.
100%.
I mean, they're all. Briggs & Stratton is a great name, but
right.
I'm sure you
so
guys
agree.
Thank you. They're all
absolutely
good.
And so is Kohler.
And the installing contractor is the most important person and the warranty.
Absolutely.
How long have you been putting the Briggs & Stratton in, Paul?
Oh.
And what made you decide to go with them?
We just found the paperwork from yesterday when we were cleaning out our office, and we were looking, I think, 09, but that's when we became actually a rep for Briggs, but we were installing Briggs & Stratton generators even, I think, back in the early 2000s. Earlier than that.
Yeah.
When they were branded under, I think, Milbank or somebody else, and that's, they weren't really sold as Briggs. They were built by Briggs, so we've been installing them for about 20 years.
So you'd know if they were dependable. You'd know if that warranty was fluff.
Well, we can tell you right now that that back in the early days, those generators were not dependable.
Sure.
And
None of them were.
And I think a lot of people have generators that are installed in their homes. Yeah, that you know, we've replaced because they're just not built the way they're built today. Now, the reason why Briggs & Stratton gives you that 10-year warranty is because they feel confident that the generators will work and they're going to stand behind it. But that 10-year warranty is only to the customer that purchases the generators from a diamond dealer,
right,
from a dealer, and the dealer installs that generator.
Because they trust you.
Right. That's why right. they feel confident giving the 10-year warranty. If you buy the generator anywhere else, I believe
Like if you go to like Lowe's or Home Depot's only going to be able to sell you the Briggs & Stratton, what they call the PP series, which comes with a 6-year warranty. Well, because we're a dealer, we get the DXPP series, which gives it a dealer exclusive 10-year warranty.
Very makes nice. A difference.
Very nice.
Yeah.
Well, here's one of the things a lot of people do when they need electrical work. They call their brother's, cousin's, sister's, uncle and say, can you come take care of this for me? Where there's no warranty, there's no permit pulled,
right.
Can be very dangerous. And we're going to talk about that when we get back from break. Everything that Lake Point Electric does, and boy, is there a list. Hey, stick around for the next close to an hour with the Inside Outside Guys featuring Lake Point Electric, right here on AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this special edition of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Lake Point Electric on WJR. Never lose power again with a whole home Briggs & Stratton generator. For all your home's electrical needs, visit mylakepointelectric.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Right now, we're going to talk to Angelo Etisha, the Briggs & Stratton representative that helps out Lake Point with their generator needs. Angelo, welcome.
Thanks for having me.
We appreciate it. We got a bunch of questions about generators.
You know what? And how do we say this, Chuck? You and I use housing talk way too much, and we forget that a lot of people don't understand the phrases that we've learned over the years. I mean, you can say, what's a backup generator? Well, no, not everyone knows what a backup generator is. Please simply explain, what is a backup generator, our listeners?
So just in layman's terms, you know, a backup generator is a generator that's going to kick on when your power runs out. That's the home standby. It's on ready. It's on standby. It's ready to go right when the power kicks out. Within a few seconds, it's going to kick on and power up whatever modules, whatever things you have connected to your electricity, the generator is going to power it up.
So who decides what it's going to run when it does power up? Do you decide that? Does the owner? Is it a joint decision?
So you can basically supply the whole panel that you have, or we have modules where you can load shed. So a lot of people, they can downsize by shedding loads as they're going to.
So you have a mansion like Chuck, all right? and you don't need to power the basement. I mean, Chuck wants the fridge and a TV. Those are the two most important things in his house, okay?
Air conditioning in the summer,
there
furnace
you go.
In the winter.
So the power goes down. Can you do just those things?
Absolutely. That's something Briggs does. Actually, with our Symphony 2 transfer switch that we came out with, we designed, it has load shedding modules. So you can prioritize certain things that you want running when the power runs out. And whenever there's not enough power available from that generator, it'll start load shedding to keep those main components that you want running on, running the whole time that your power's out.
Wow. Transfer switch. Do I have to worry about that stuff if I'm a homeowner, or is Lake Point going to take care of all of those things for me?
Well, that's what Lake Point does great. They'll hook you up with the modules, the load shedding. They'll tell you everything you need and get it running.
As a homeowner, do I have any maintenance? Is there any maintenance someone needs to do?
So typically what we recommend, and Lake Point does this as well, is a yearly maintenance, oil filter, oil change, and basically spark plugs going through, making sure everything's ready to go for the next power outage.
Do okay. these things ever get overloaded? Is there ever too much of a demand on one of these systems that
if it's sized correctly, which is also something Lake Point does great, there shouldn't be an issue with the modules for the load shedding. You know, it'll always kick off at 80% to make sure that never happens, and you're always set and you know what you're going to have when you need it.
I like that. And then starting and stopping the machine, do I have to worry about that if I'm a homeowner?
Nope. It's all in the controller of the generator. It sees when the power's on from the utility. It sees when it's out. So basically, it communicates through the wiring, and it knows when to turn on and off.
Jeez.
I love it.
Pretty impressive.
I love it.
Paul, let's talk about some of the other things. I mean, like I said, we have a huge list here that Lake Point Electric does. But what are some of the main things? What are some of the things you like to do, Paul? What do you enjoy doing when a homeowner calls you?
Well, besides generators, like we said before, maintenance and service. We are focused today on handling everybody's electrical repair needs. We talk talked about the car chargers, which are really, we're really busy doing right now. That is a hot topic, but people call us and tell us, hey, my plugs in my kitchen are out. You know, I'm putting in a pool or a spa. We do that.
Now why would they need to call you for a pool or spa?
Well, typically they're calling us for a pool or spa to power it up. So we're going to go out there, you know, and they might be working with a pool installer, you know, who just wants to install a pool, or they've bought like a swim spa from one of the local companies, and that company, you know, possibly does not provide, you know, electrical installations, or maybe their installer wants a lot of money to do it. We don't know, but we do see quite a bit of that. And then we're doing a lot of outdoor bars and kitchens, and you know, people are building a lot of things outside right now.
A lot of 30-plus-year-old homes are underwired. Can you help people with that?
Yes, there are a lot of situations where people have breakers that are tripping. They're purchasing vacuum cleaners that take 13 amps, you know, to run. But yeah, we see a lot of that, and we see a lot of remodeling. So people are spending money on their homes right now, and they're calling electrical contractors like us to come assist in, you know, rewiring their homes.
As long as you've been in this, what are some of the scariest things you've seen as far as at a home?
That would probably be more Dominic, but...
Dominic's over there laughing, so he has a story too.
I am not necessarily in these houses quite a bit, but I mean a lot of buried junction boxes, raccoons that ate up all the wiring in attics.
Extension cords.
We just saw one where a service was in the middle of a house where the service was... Let's say the service was in the back of the house, like... 30 years ago, but the homeowner built an addition, moved the house back 20 feet, let's say, or, you know, built 20 feet into the rear yard, but left a service on the back wall of the house, and the service ran over the new roof into the riser and went through the center of the house, and then what happened? It broke.
And expansions?
He built supports and things like that, so,
my goodness.
And then the people say, well, I need a service change, and we're like, listen, and you need a lot more than a change. I think you need to really.
Actually, that one was the roofer. He wouldn't roof the house. He had put it.
That's right.
We see that a lot. So, I mean, you see, the big screen TVs take a lot of power. People don't realize, you know, we're supposed to be more energy efficient, but we're actually using things today with the microwave.
Good point. You're right.
Retrofits.
Yeah.
And they need that from you.
Yeah. Actually, the LED TVs that are out now probably use less power, but they want them hung on the wall, and then they want, you know, a Cat 5 line ran to them so that they can connect to their internet service and everything. So there is a lot of need for you know, still today we're still hanging a lot of TVs, putting in plugs for televisions in random areas and walls of homes. So
I gotta tell you what drives me crazy as a homeowner is, and I've done it a few times, going to the local big box store and buying those, whether they're solar lights, the low voltage lights I put out in front, and they last maybe a year, 2 years. I forget to bring them in the wintertime, and they don't last long. Let's talk about outdoor lighting and outdoor security, especially for a lot of the singles ladies out there. That's very important, isn't
it? Yes. The outdoor lighting is probably 99% done by landscapers. They're supplying, but there
it's
are
like roofers
still,
doing it.
Right. I mean, you know, we're not doing anything but the electrical, and we do quite a bit of landscape lighting, but mostly adding outlets or photocells for, you know, for controls and things like that. But the primary need for installations for outdoor lighting are not really done by us, although we can do it.
I'm sorry, Paul. I didn't mean to cut you off.
Well, no problem.
We get a lot of questions from our listeners about surge protection.
Yes.
Yes, we do.
Throughout the house and for whole house. Can you address that issue?
Yes. So we have many different types of surge suppressors that we can install in your panel or outside of your panel, depending on the make of the service that you have. But yeah, that is very, very important to have that in your house, as well as to then have a quality surge protector on each device, like your stereo equipment, okay, your Sonos equipment, your router, and things like that. So everything should be plugged into some sort of UPS and some high quality surge suppressor, and then let that surge suppressor that's in your panel service just kind of do an overall protection, like to your appliances and things where you don't really have those protected by, you know, a separate surge protector.
That makes sense.
Do you
see a lot of blown appliance or plugs?
Yes.
Do you really?
It happened in our office. I have heard it for years and years being in the business and gone to houses and seen things burned up. And one day I was sitting in my office, the lights flashed, and I watched my computer smoke right in front of my eyes. It happened.
And that happened to an electrician.
It happened to an electrician.
The owner of an electrical company.
And that's why I'm telling you and everybody who's listening, buy a high quality surge suppressor from a reputable source, like possibly, you know,
LightPoint Electric,
but not, yeah. If you buy it from us, yes, we will supply you with one, and it's not going to be cheap, but it's going to work. And you will see that when you go to Home Depot and you buy a $2, you know, a $10 surge suppressor, it's not going to work.
Wow. So let's do that. I want to talk a couple quick things. We're going to go to break, and I want to make sure people understand. Every house, every room in a home can use a ceiling fan.
Yes.
Every in a house can use a ceiling fan. When we get back from break, we're going to talk about what else is needed around the home and how does the electric charging work. So I know you're into that a lot. We're going to talk about that when we get back with Lake Point Electric right here on AM 760 WJR. Welcome back to the bonus hour, the education hour of the Inside Outside Guys. Today we're featuring Lake Point Electric, and with us we have Paul Oliveri and Dominic Vitelli, who's one of your electricians. And before we went to break, I talked about fans, and I forgot to mention stuff like bathroom fans, how important those are. Let's talk about ceiling fans and bathroom fans. Do you sell those?
Ceiling fans, I mean, you know, especially when you get now these new houses, 9-10 foot ceilings, even on the first floor.
Yep.
You know, pushing that heat back down and circulating, you know, air and heat in the summer and winter. I don't turn my fans off. I have a fan in every single one of my house, every single room in my house.
How many houses do you have?
Yeah, no, just one. But I mean, all the kids' rooms, my room, everyone has a fan because it.
Good.
And I have big 9-foot ceilings, cathedral ceilings upstairs, and it helps circulate. So yes, ceiling fans. Not only you get into the decorative world now with chandeliers and stuff like that, so they're not just a silly fan with 5 blades on it or 3 blades or whatever.
Chandeliers.
Chandeliers is basically chandeliers and fans put together, so they're fancy. Some of them have crystals on them, and you know, some of them the fans will fold out as you turn them on, you know, and then they'll disappear when it goes away.
And you can install any of those.
Absolutely.
As well, and then bathroom fans,
now that's very important. You know, back in the day they relied on a window. You know, nowadays code is you have to have a bathroom exhaust fan. Depending on the size of your bathroom, depending on the CFMs of the exhaust fan to exchange the air fast enough so we don't get that condensation on the walls and ruin, you know, the paint and crack it and over time and keep everything nice.
But bath fans have come a long way. The standard bathroom fans that the builders put in, the 50 CFM exactly. fans that just, you know, sound like a turbine engine.
But there's a technical name for that stuff. It's called Chuck?
Junk or crap, depending on where you come from.
The builder standard.
Yeah.
But then you can upgrade to fans that are quieter and then ultra quiet.
Yeah.
So in some cases, you can run. Sure. I mean, some of the fans you turn on and they start up real slow and run at a very low sone rate, and it makes a big difference when you can move that air and not hear that fan running.
Lake Point, it's install them on motion detectors as well, and timers, so they
humidity sensors.
No, I've never really done a motion sensor on a bathroom fan, but timers and then the moisture sensitivity. Now, a lot of these fans even have built-in moisture sensitivities into the fans. Like Paul said, they're getting more advanced than just your standard fan that spun, you know, and sucked it out the pipe to your house. Main concern with exhaust fans is also making sure that they're ducted correctly.
Amen.
So as we're installing them, and not just sticking them up to the vent that the roofer installed, actually getting
30 years
actually getting a port outside to a soffit or a gable that it can set out with the louvered thing so it opens and closes with a trap.
Yeah, we'll either cut into the roof and put a vent, you know, through the roof and then flash it correctly, or vent it out to soffit, you know, away from a window. So we understand it on both ends, both on the electrical end and on the construction end of what, you know, what meets code and what really works. And a bath fan serves you no purpose if you're just blowing the humidity into the attic. It only just causes, it's a better bath fan causing a bigger problem in your attic. So there's more to it than just the electrical.
You'd be amazed if you don't, even if you, people just stick them right up to the old vents from the roof, you don't get that back pressure and the sucking of it until you get it right up to it.
I mean, one strip of TP, put it up to your bath fan and see if it holds it up there.
Absolutely.
If it doesn't, we have an issue. Another issue we'll probably talk about, a 50 CFM fan trying to push that 20 feet up through the ceiling or 50, doesn't work.
Right.
You don't really get 50 CFM if it's not vented correctly. So, and really 50 CFM is not much for a bathroom.
Exactly. Right.
But when we, you know, a lot of times when we are in builders' homes, there'll be one by the shower, there'll be one in the toilet room. You know, one serves one purpose, one serves another.
Right.
And they, you know, and we suggest to people to put a better bath fan in, and some and most take our advice and some just take the standard bath fan.
Well, we love that you mentioned flashing and the other issues, because it just speaks to what a great company Lake Point is. Let's change gears a little bit. The EV charging, because the new energy code is going to require that. People are going to have to do it because they're buying the cars.
Mm-hmm.
There are different levels of charging for electric cars. So
a lot of misinformation, right?
Yeah.
Right.
I mean,
yeah.
Literally, you can have one of four different systems.
Yeah, I mean, a Tesla can have anywhere from a 15-amp charge to a 50-amp charge to an 80-amp charge. You know, and they're all kind of, even the brand-new Ford Lightning comes with, when Ford sells you that truck, they come with all three of those chargers. So you can make the determination as the homeowner at that time with your electrician or Lake Point Electric to help you decide what is the best for you. And I'm sure they're going to explain it to you at the dealership too. Obviously, the more amperage, the faster your car is going to charge, but the more your electrical bills.
Well, let's also talk about this, and I believe the Lightning has the ability to actually run your home.
Right.
But it has to be connected correctly to your home.
Correct.
So whether you're running a generator, you know, a gasoline generator, you know, a roll behind, or you've bought a $100,000 F-150 that's, you know, that can charge your home, you still have to connect it correctly.
You know, it's when we've all bought cars, and we all go up to the sticker on the side, and it says 25 miles per highway, and we all go, yeah, right. I mean, sorry, we just
yeah,
do
if you that drive it at right. 55
How
miles
do
an hour.
People know for sure when they plug that car in what they're going to get out of it, and especially someone who hasn't bought one yet.
Yeah,
really. I mean, they don't. You know, and it all depends. You know, the dealership could say 200 miles, and if you have erratic driving, you're only going to get 150.
Right.
You know what I mean? So, and then the charging thing is the lower you go. You know, they say with electric cars, the first 10% and the last 10% take the longest.
Mm-hmm.
So you want to try to knock it down to that lower 10%. You know, so that it doesn't take that extra, you know, extra long time to get you the first 10%, and then it goes fast, and the last 10% takes a longer time.
Well, I get stressed out with my phone battery and whether I plug that in sometimes. I couldn't even imagine if I forget to plug the truck in and not be able to get the meeting.
Really, oh, gosh.
Absolutely.
I mean, so you're dead on the side of the highway with a dead cell phone.
Yeah.
But, yeah, it is important to plug that, you know, and it is important, really, to get the best, highest
charging system,
amperage charging, you know, in your home, so that way your car can charge quickly, or if you do forget to plug it in, it charges, you know, it charges quickly.
Well, that begs the next question then. When Lake Point shows up to do that, do you first say, does this house even have enough service to allow for a fast?
We run into that.
And most of the time that is, because like I said, the Ford F-150 Lightning is an 80 amp charge. A lot of these people only have 100 amp. Some people still have 60 amp.
Exactly.
Services.
But do they tell them that when they buy it? Do they know once they get that home, they're going to have to put that money into their house, which raises the price of that truck?
I mean, obviously, they got to be able to tell them, but they don't know what service they have. And, you know, the dealership don't know what service
they have. Most homeowners wouldn't know.
Right, exactly. Most homeowners don't. And, in fact, we just did a guy's not too long ago. He bought it a Lightning, and he only had 100 amp service. We had to up him up to a 200 amp service.
So his truck alone was going to take most of his service.
So if your truck,
theoretically,
a house like this that we're sitting in right now at 2,400 square foot, you turn on all the electric appliances, air conditioners, everything in this house will never draw 80 amps.
No.
Wow. Never.
Nowhere near it. Until you charge your car. And then, it'll pull 80 amps.
I mean, that's the thing. I mean, you're big power, big draw, and it's constant charge. You know, it's constant draw.
Well, you mentioned about the house that we're sitting in. Paul, talk about the house that we're sitting in for a second.
Well, this house was built by my sister company, Paul Anthony Homes. And this house is here in Meadowlands Estates in Washington Township. And it's a brand new model that it's the first time we've built this. And kind of shows off what we do as an electrical contractor and as a builder. And it's turned out to be a very beautiful house.
That's an understatement, Paul. It's an absolutely gorgeous house. So if someone's looking to build a house in the Macomb County area, North Macomb County area, should they give you a call?
Yeah, look up Paul Anthony Homes. We have a beautiful website. And the website address is paulanthonyhomesmi.com.
It's always your own that's the hardest to remember.
Oh, it really is. So let's go to a break. And we get back, let's talk about some things that are very important to homeowners out there. Let's talk about some security cameras, financing, your service area, and how people can get a hold of you when they need electrical work. Hey, stick around for more with Ken and Chuck, the Inside Outside Guys, talking to Lake Point Electric right here in AM 760 WJR.
Welcome back to this special edition of the Inside Outside Guys, sponsored by Lake Point Electric on WJR. Never lose power again with a whole home Briggs & Stratton generator. For all your home's electrical needs, visit mylakepointelectric.com. Once again, here are Ken and Chuck.
Talk about security cameras, security lighting, those issues for people that you can retrofit.
Yeah, I mean, security cameras, you know, obviously the Ring is probably one of the most popular one. But a lot of people get the Ring doorbell and they put it up there and now they need to charge it or they got to pull the battery out. So by using the old doorbell wiring system, and we have to actually change the transformer for the doorbell and upsize it so that
you're hardwiring it.
Yeah, so that actually is hardwired, even though it is still going to work over your internet base, but at least now that we got a 24 volt basically, or 16 to 24 volts running to that charger or to that Ring doorbell that's charging it, so we don't have to pull the battery out every couple days or whatever to bring it in and charge it.
That's great.
Yep, absolutely. And then when we do cameras now, a lot of the Rings, you know, obviously they're all stick-up cams. You can plug them in, right? Well, when you want to stick that on the outside corner of your house, you don't really want a plug sticking there and that. So we can do power over Ethernet with them so that way they will keep those charged.
Really?
I don't understand why they don't run the actual camera through them, but it's just charging over power over Ethernet. So they still run through the Wi-Fi. But that way it keeps them charged when they're, you know, 20 feet in the air on the back of your house, you know, looking out there.
So when Lake Point installs them, they're pretty much I can forget it as a homeowner other than maybe having you guys look at it once a year
to
maintain it?
Yeah, I mean, really, I mean, I've had Ring cameras on the outside of my house for, I don't know, about 9 years now, and I don't maintain them. I look at the camera and it still works. So, you know what I mean?
And, maybe the,
and the nice thing about...
You got to wave to your wife and...
Right, yeah. With Ring, though, too, if you buy their... You pay $100 for the year, it actually holds all your videos for 6 months. And then it also gives you a warranty on those cameras. So if anything breaks... I got them at my brother-in-law's dealership in Mount Clemens, and one went out. So we called up Ring, and Ring sent him a brand new camera, and we popped it back in for him, and he's back up in business.
Yeah.
So, real nice.
we can help you with, you know, if you want Ring or any other brand, you know, we can assist you in that.
Simple Safe. There's all those yeah. pretty common
So if
things.
we call Lake Point for this service, will you recommend a system rather than me going out and buying it and asking you
yeah.
to install it?
Typically, well, there are different systems, and there are some, you know, homeowner brand systems, and there are some better systems out there, and depending on your situation, yeah, we'll advise you at what yeah. you know what
Ring
what
seems to be have. The easiest for homeowners to adapt to and work easily.
It is very easy.
It sends, you know, stuff right to you and rings, and you always hear it when people, you can always tell when they have a Ring doorbell and their phone goes off, you know. that little chime sound. But yeah, and then security cameras, back on that, you know, Ring makes an actual security cam with a with two lights that are motion with a camera on it.
Sure. Yeah,
so as
sure.
someone comes up, they're not only that lights, instead of just the old way where the light came on to scare them, now we're scaring them with a camera. Yeah. You know, and then that's the nice way too, like when you do want a camera in the back of your house, when we got to run 120 volts to that light, and now it charges the battery.
Right.
So
right.
you don't have to worry about it that way.
Right. So the Inside Outside guys, here's what happens. When we get a lot of rain, we get a ton of emails saying, I need help with my basement. We get a ton of wind, we get a ton of emails saying, I need help with my roof. When we get both, we get a ton of emails saying, I need a standby generator. Mm-hmm. Because, you know, if I'm at home and I've lost power 4 times this year, and I finally said, to heck with it, I'm done with it. I'm getting a standby generator. Honey, can we afford it right now? Mm-hmm. The question is, well, we don't have the money in the bank. Mm-hmm. You want them to call you anyway, right?
Absolutely.
How can you help them?
We have financing from anywhere from $99 a month to 18 months, no interest. You know, and we can fit you into any plan, you know what I mean, from 1 to 10 years, however long you feel is necessary for you to finance that. And that's actually all through with Briggs & Stratton and Synchrony Bank.
Okay.
So, yeah, it's a big help, big step, you know what I mean, because these are a big-ticket item. And
Chuck, you and I have always called insurance. You know, you're talking about the surge protectors earlier, and this is cheap insurance for people.
Absolutely. Yeah, it's a peace of mind.
Absolutely.
It is.
So are you guys 24 hours? Is Lake Point, once I'm a customer of yours, can I call you anytime I need you?
I only really do 24 hours or like that for generators.
Okay.
I don't really do electrical service, like if you had a plug broken in your house.
Makes perfect sense.
Right.
It does.
You know, call our office, leave a message. We'll call you back in 7 o'clock in the morning and get you on a schedule.
I want to make sure people heard that, okay? Because not very often do you get an electrical emergency at 3 in the morning. But I pay a lot of money for a generator. when my power goes out, how bummed out is someone when it does? But it does happen every once in a while,
absolutely.
Right?
Yeah. Absolutely.
But you got 24-hour service. Give you a call, you guys will be able to take care of it.
Absolutely.
Yes, we will take all of our customers and move our schedule to make any repair on any one of our installed generators that doesn't work. So if there's a power outage, you know, Monday night,
storm duty.
You know, Tuesday like morning, Edison. You know, Tuesday morning is storm duty. you know, one didn't start or one shows a fault or something happened, we will have to move our schedule and do whatever it takes to scramble everybody to go make those repairs. We will get you back on with power. You are our priority.
I'm sure you guys have the apps that'll show you if power goes out in a certain area of the
we watch it. Yeah, we watch the apps and we're looking for it, and we're looking for it for, you know, for multiple reasons. But we know when the storm's blowing over, the phone's going to start ringing for both. I want a generator and my generator broke. Now, we do get a lot of calls from customers that have
Kohler's and Briggs and Generac and everything that were installed by others, and those companies aren't calling them back. So they will call us. We still will prioritize our customers first, they're next, and then we readjust our schedule.
Right.
So we try to get everybody's generator on, just, you know.
And another thing too, I mentioned, you know, back to the whole generator thing, and price and cost. And some people, you know, we are all losing power. You know, some people lose power a lot.
Sure.
Some people lose power here and there. So we can always adapt to any house, and, you know, if you have your portable generator, so that we can put a lockout system in the panel so that you never kill Edison and you never blow up your generator, so you can't have those two breakers on at the same time.
So if I've got that portable generator, Lake Point will install the hookup and the safety.
Correct. Safety lockout for you, and then a plug where, you know, to your garage or outside, so you can plug your generator in safely.
Excellent.
But remember, when you have a portable generator and you're going to use it to back up your house.
Oh, yeah. Please keep it away.
Make sure, well, number one, keep it, at least 30, feet away from your house. Keep it, don't run it in your garage. Don't run it inside your house. Those are all the disclaimers. But run it every month and maintain the gas in that thing.
Yes.
And put stabilizers in it and test it and run it. And I tell everybody, please, if you have a standby generator or roll behind, plug it into your house and run it under load and test it every 90 days, because when you need it, it may start, but the generator part of it might not work.
And don't,
or it might
store
trip.
Gas in it.
Yes,
especially if you got a plastic tank, they will rot them out.
Right, so. And if you're in an area where you have an automatic standby generator, even though that generator starts, every week and does a maintenance, we tell people too, please start that generator and put it under load, maintain it,
if you don't lose power in the course
often,
of the year,
right.
We like you to exercise
pretend
it a little
do.
Harder.
Okay. Just run it and test it.
Hey, guys, just want to make sure everyone out there that's been listening, let's talk about your coverage area real quick. Where will you guys go when one of our listeners call you?
I mean, pretty much we go everywhere. I mean, don't get me wrong. We're not going up north, that much.
Unless you installed one up there.
Right. Yeah, exactly. we try to keep it, because I got to supply a 24-hour service. So I don't want to go to, 4 hours up north and have to do that in the middle of the night. I'm going to recommend they probably go somewhere a little closer to them. But Macomb, Oakland, Wayne, we're pretty much all...
Lapeer County.
Yeah, Lapeer County, St. Clair County. We have our big areas, Washington, Romeo, St. Clair County.
That's your sweet spot, obviously.
Well, that's just the big areas for generators. Bloomfield, Birmingham, Grosse Pointe. These are the hot spots.
They all listen to the Inside Outside guys out there. We know you will keep taking care of our listeners. Hey, Paul Oliveri, Dominic Vitale, Angelo Atisha, thank you so much for coming on with us today. We greatly appreciate all the information you guys have given us. You've been listening to the Inside Outside guys spotlighting Lake Point Electric right here on AM 760 WJR.